Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March the 20th. Spring is sometime today.
Well, sometime maybe today. Later today.
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is actually the official last day of
so
winter.
So this is our last freeze show, and then we'll move into flower show tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah. We'll see how that works.
Yeah. Joining us this morning.
We're in Humboldt County.
That yes. This is Virginia, as you might have been able to guesstimate with
it's not Rex.
Familiarity. Just leave it there. Hey, we walked the old neighborhood last weekend.
Oh, Myrtletown?
Yeah, trying to remember.
Who lived where?
At the end of 18th when it kind of went over the hill. There's some new homes that are down there.
Yeah, there's some very nice ones down there. It's a beautiful view.
I couldn't remember. All I remember is trails and tree forts.
Well, it has been
a while.
40 years.
Yeah, yeah. Almost. That's when I could climb trees and the branches wouldn't snap. All that good stuff. Howard, why do they say that this morning? Dexterity.
Oh.
How did dexterity come to mean ability?
Dexterity come to mean ability. I have no idea.
Dexterity literally means right-handedness. The person who was right-handed was assumed to be able to do things with ease. The person who was left-handed would surely botch them up. For the same reason, we use the French gauche, meaning left-handed, to describe an awkward person. We also use the Latin word for left, sinister.
Really?
But this we have changed to mean evil, since signs seen on the left side were said to be bringing bad luck, while those on the right side were good luck. No wonder so many lefties were culturally encouraged to be right-handed through the Middle Ages.
I have several family members who are left-handed, and they seem to do just fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, that is really interesting, and it's almost, you know, that'll
well,
be the next thing. Do not call me left-handed because you're actually insulting me.
Well, Angie's a lefty, and the seamstress.
So is Matthew.
Scissors for fabric, you know, left-handed scissors instead of right. Right-handed ones just don't work on the left hand and vice versa. Yeah, I mean, some of those real small basic things that you think about.
Right.
Now, if they're driving on the wrong side of the street, that's a whole different dynamic that's
unless
out there.
Unless you're in another country.
Like, yeah. And then I'd be the one in the wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Budgets. You guys are starting that budget process now. You've got the mid-year kind of an indicator. What does next year look like?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, we have challenges like we always, you know, will have. Sales tax is showing to be down, which...
not a shocker.
Yeah, not a shocker, though still it means, you know, that we have to be really aware of what we're doing, put more in reserves and try to be ready. It's just a really challenging time with the budget coming out. You know, we've got the Measure Z conversations happening and the committee's been meeting and will continue to meet to bring forward the items that they feel are worth merit of receiving funding. So, I mean, that plays into the budget. But
now, I had one of the folks, I won't say who, had indicated that with the buy-ups with, like, the sheriffs in some of the rural areas and some of the other hires that have happened, is that those folks, that amount exceeds what's available. And so now it's either going to get flipped back to you five to go, okay, out of the general fund we're going to keep because we're not going to lay these folks off.
Right.
Or restrictions and cutbacks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, and that's I did run into Sheriff Hansel and Eureka Police Chief Watson the other day, and that was kind of the conversation, is there's not much left or any left after you look at the recurring positions. And, of course, it's really hard when you are dealing with the positions that have been created. The community gets used to having people fill those positions, and when you have to take them back away, it doesn't work very well. Oftentimes, you just keep them on and figure out how to pay for them. It's interesting, though, in this case, many of the positions are in other agencies or other, you know, like school resource officers, which, you know, have value. But, you know, we'd have to start seeing who's going to be responsible for those, because right now we're doing it.
Could be something as simple, Virginia, as just saying, okay, if it's 300,000 is the figure that I had heard that it was short. Okay, that's a grand use of contingency. Boom, there you go. And we're not gonna lose traction on the bad guys because there has been such positive traction.
Right.
We can't just flat out can't go backwards. So if it means contingency doesn't get that extra, fine.
Well, see, when it comes to us, it'll be
a little bit more refined.
And because, you know, yes, the sheriff officers who are now able to be in the far-flung areas of the county on a regular basis, that's important. The MIST team, in my perspective, is absolutely necessary. There's other positions.
Just because it's in your district?
Well, and they do great work, actually.
Playing with me, are you? Fine. Okay.
You don't know yet. Who knows? I'll think of a comeback. Yeah. But you know, things like that. But now I'm sounding like Rex. Things like that.
It's,
he does that. Uh-oh.
He's contagious.
Yes, he is. But we're going to have to just look at, you know, where those positions are.
Now, where do you get the recommendations?
The recommendations come to us from the Measure Z Committee. Measure O.
April?
When?
Yeah. Do you know?
I would say maybe early May. I mean, they just started their meetings, yeah. And I have to give credit to my new appointee, Nicholas Cole, who has Oberon in Eureka, and he was willing to step in because I wanted someone who could really represent people who live in Eureka and the downtown area, and he has thrown himself into this whole process.
So that's why you didn't call me.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah, okay, fine.
No, but he's really throwing himself into the process, doing the research, and that's the kind of thing I like to see.
Yeah, effort.
Lots of effort and curiosity and meeting with people and feeling torn between what is the right place to put the money.
All the right things. It's 8:19.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, with some of the different challenges that are out there, obviously financial is one of the big ones. We're hearing some positive things about what's going on out on the spit. Good. Okay. Potential employment and things of that nature.
Lots of opportunities out there.
And I've heard something, and I don't know. I know the water district isn't yours, and the harbor district isn't yours. But what I had heard was that there's some issues with the city of Eureka, it's kind of in your district, jacking up the water rates significantly on Eureka fisheries. Are you familiar with that at all?
There really
is an ugly downside if this is...
I remember, it seems, wasn't this first talked about several months ago? It seems like I had saw information... Then, I mean, it's hard enough for just the regular ratepayers, but someone, you know, it's got to be really tough on a business. And I hadn't heard anything recently, and I don't know what kind of workaround. I'm not sure what can be done at a certain point to lower costs. You know, if someone's using enough water, it seems like there could be some kind of... rate, but then again, I know you can't discriminate. You can't do senior water rates either. I learned that.
It's a bit of a challenge for me as we're trying to encourage businesses. Okay,
right.
If you have a contract set and somebody goes out, like the pulp mills did, okay, fine. I get it. I get that there's cost, but you can't then with the remaining people all of a sudden slam them. It would be... I guess we could use a restaurant analogy. Okay, you have 10 customers in a night, and instead of having 10, you only have 3, but everybody's going to pay 3 times as much. Well, that doesn't make any sense, and that's kind of the general parallel that I've heard for the water, is that Okay, that doesn't, I mean, all you can do is have less people.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say I'm experienced in what's happening in this regard on that item. All I can
you
say
haven't
is
heard
if
whispers
it were me. I haven't.
Along those lines?
Several months ago, I was hearing from people, and but nothing really since then. So it reminds me it's a good thing to check and see.
It could be a fait accompli. That would not be positive.
Well, and, you know, one of the challenges, and this is what we've been working on for many years, and even when I was at the city, is keeping that line of communication open between the city and the county. And I think we do a pretty good job on a lot of different areas. We haven't talked about that one, so it's one of those, well, maybe, you know, I can reach out. But well, they can't tell me everything. It's like I might as well just read their – they've got like a 30-page newsletter, so I could probably find a lot in there. If I had the time to read it all.
Right. I would suspect, yeah. Well, hey, maybe you need an assistant. No.
They don't get paid.
Well, it's got to be a little dicey, that balancing act. And I know it was, you know, when Danny was there and Bonnie and, you know,
yeah.
and others. You know, it's the city's jurisdiction is the city's jurisdiction.
Right.
And the fact that that happens to be a vast majority of what your district is,
right.
fine and dandy, it's still the city's jurisdiction. So when it comes to your day-to-day representing your district, do you do Eureka, or is Eureka but only for certain things and the city handles other certain things because of that
element? You know, on the day-to-day with like issues that are happening, say it's a road issue or something like this, I'll go to the Senior Resource Center frequently, and I'll usually leave there with like four different items that need me to follow up with. And, you know, if they're within the city, I've got a habit now, I will send the concern over to, City Manager Greg Sparks and probably Rob Holmland, because it was maybe a few years ago, that it's not good for me to necessarily step on toes and go directly. It's like there's a process I follow, and in order to maintain good working relationships, I understand that. And so once I get something in their queue and I have a copy of it, then I just follow up on it.
I would suspect that is part of the challenge, is to try to weigh that. I mean, if you know who the players are, it'd be really tempting to do it, but then it's another jurisdiction stepping in. It'd be mm-hmm. like one of the state folks calling a department head. In yeah. the county, well, yeah, that puts them in a tough boat. But on the other hand, you're their representative, too. And
right.
if you have to do the song and dance and run the gauntlet and make sure the elevator's running to the right floor and all that yeah. stuff before you can actually say something, it's like, well, you know, guys, if things were being taken care of, we wouldn't have this conversation. So let's not have this conversation. Let's take care of it. How do we
yeah.
take care of it?
Well, and the most things are actually fairly simple. It'll be someone with a road issue, someone with a
you mean like 14th?
A neighborhood issue.
Booner,
oh, 14. I know.
Wabash,
actually,
it's
funny,
ding.
Harrison. I was thinking yesterday. I went over some really bad potholes, and then I came back on the city of Eureka side, and it's there too. So
doesn't get any better.
No, but yeah, you know, and part of it is just staying in contact, and I appreciate how well. You know, we do work with the city of Eureka, and a lot of the issues people come to me with have nothing to do really about city-specific problems. It'll be
then
about
you're just a supervisor.
A lot. Just a supervisor,
in
you know.
In that regard, rather than for
right.
that area. Because, yeah, I would think that it's more challenging what it would need to be, I think.
Well, it is, because someone expects me to have all the answers, because I'm the supervisor for that area. But if it is, you know, Eureka specific, the likelihood is things have changed a lot since I was there. And
are you welcome walking through the halls?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's great. It's still some family members left there. You know, I mean, it feels like everyone.
But you can get the information
oh, yeah.
that you need without the BS and the positioning and all
yeah.
that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. An email, and, you know, the city council members are also very, very good about if there's something going on. I had a great conversation the other day with Kim Burgell on an issue that I wasn't aware of that I was really glad she brought to me. You know, so that's kind of our job is to work together as best we can.
Team players, kumbaya, granola when we return. It's 8:30.
Decade Difference presents the High School Innovate Business Challenge.
I'm Genevieve Regley, encouraging you to go for it and submit an idea. I didn't know if my idea would be selected, but it was, and I learned a lot about my idea and myself. It was a great experience and helped kickstart my business while still attending Ferndale High School.
Learn more at decadeadifference.org. Deadline to enter is February 15th. Upload your idea and compete for thousands of dollars. It's the Decade of Difference. Be a part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Redec, and Murphy's Markets.
Do you have that memorized? Or do you have to write it down every time?
It's not that tough. It's only four businesses.
I listen every time to see.
I can count to four. I try to shift up the order around. Just to kind of make it more fun. Okay. Speaking of fun.
You have a boring life if this is what.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been told that by many.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Predictable. No, that's not either. The traveling budget road show. I actually made one of those. You saw me at on the back of the wall there in Eureka. Was it a week ago? I guess it was a week ago.
I think
ago.
We go tonight.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Looking at it, I don't know what I was expecting. I know what I did with the commercials last year. But with this, it was surprising to me, my general impressions. I didn't know there were that many video cameras in the county. It seems like there were 7 or 8 of them up on pods. And I was like, really? This is that exciting for that many? Okay. The amount of city staff, or county staff, rather, that was there.
Right.
Okay. The lack of, I guess, not to be pejorative, but I guess it's going to come out that way, regardless, regular people. I would have thought.
Are you considering yourself regular people?
No.
Oh, just checking.
No. But homeowners.
You mean residents, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was the first and the fourth and the third, and that it was around Humboldt Bay, and there was only two of these things, that if there was interest, there would have been more people there that weren't, you wouldn't have been able to put it in the Warfinger. There would have been an overflow. Right. The parking lot would have been full. There would have been more discussion about it. It wouldn't have been like it would have been done in the supervisor's chambers, and here's department head A, and here's what we talk, okay, and the next, here comes the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy, that there would have been some more engagement.
You know, I think every year we've been changing every few years it kind of gets reborn on what does it look like. And the budget row show a few years ago actually got one of the state awards from CSAC because it was engaging the community in a different way. What I've seen over time, because at first we did them in all separate locations, and those audiences were really tiny. Like I'm saying, if you got 5 to 7 people, and then they were all televised. So those to me were less engaging, and there were call-in questions. And then we went to the format where we had the really large group at the Sequoia Conference Center, I believe. And a lot of what we talked about there on that one was the Measure S funding. So a lot of people that came to that one came in groups because they wanted to make sure their voices were heard in what they thought was important for the Measure S dollars.
Support their cause.
Yeah, so that. And then last year, seems like it was less well attended. And this year, what I think, besides CAO Nielsen actually talking about what the challenges are and what some of our, you know, the good and the bad and potentially the ugly, I think what it was with the department heads and talking to the community was almost more of an educational experience. I was sitting at one point with Ag Commissioner Dolph, and people around the table, they had they had categories you could fill in. One of them was, what has the agricultural department done to, you know, make my life better, or something, not those words. And they had these four quadrants, and no one could think of anything.
Weights and measures? They couldn't figure that one out?
No, they couldn't. But this is so weights and measures, you know, pesticides.
You couldn't help them out?
Oh, I was just, I was listening.
Oh,
I,
okay. Yeah. You weren't.
And weights and measures, you know, but there's, wildlife control. When you've got the skunks under your house, you know, we contract.
Or the cougars.
Right. So, you know, but it had to be, and most people were sitting there, or, you know, we're not realizing all the different things from that department. So I think it was
so kind of like civics ignorance.
I think so. It's like, you know, when you have government, you hear government, you don't know what that department head does. You know, ag, I don't know how he does anything other than cannabis, but he's everywhere. Jeff Dolph is amazing. And same with, I sat over at the probation table and, you know, just questions on, well, how does this work? Why is it, does this work? You know, why isn't this being done? And so in that case, it's a good one-on-one, but you're right. There's not as many people. I think that like the time before when we talked to or 2 times ago when it was the Measure S, it really encouraged people to come out. But then again, that also gives people kind of a sense, false sense of, hey, I know the money's going to be where the largest voices were, because that's not necessarily how it goes. Right.
I would have, and I don't know, you know, maybe there were handouts because I was an anonymous attendee. I didn't sign
You're
in.
Hard to be anonymous.
I didn't sign in.
Not everybody saw you.
Yeah. No. That's right, because not everybody was eating those goofy Chex things.
Those are good.
Those are nasty.
I hadn't eaten all day. They were wonderful.
Oh, okay. a list of priorities. Here's a list of all the departments with a one-sentence summary of what they are. Yeah. Rank from 1 to 58 or however many that there are.
Golly. Let's hope not.
Okay, 158. I don't know. Five. Whatever. What do you think that they are? And just to kind of get a real cross-pulse sense. Because, you know, if you're at Public Works or if you're at Aviation or if you're at with Billy, okay, that's going to be your primary. But, you know, it's kind of like for me with the elections, I'd love to have first, second, third. Okay, so if number one gets a certain number of first and number three gets a certain number of first, but number two gets everybody's number second.
Right.
Maybe that's the person that should have won.
There you
go. Because it was a higher ranking with everybody else.
No. Ranked choice voting, I think that's called.
Okay. But when we're talking about priorities with whether Measure Z or anything, why not see really where the levels of interest are? Because if I'm a special interest, let's say I'm library guy, but the cops are number two. Okay, you're going to put me down as library guy. Well, yeah, because that's what it is right now, but if everybody is supporting the cops, then that's where the money's.
Well, you know, if it were only that simple, you know, first you have to get people to show up to meetings, and then, like I said, you know, it all depends on
who shows up. That gets back to
Chex. Chex mix? Oh yeah, we didn't have good enough food.
That's right. We needed Rexy
we had
to have his.
Though.
Well, they were gone by the time I got there. It's 8:42.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The Los Angeles flight is a great success. Did you hear? Starting May 29th, we'll have a second departure to Los Angeles. It makes it even easier to visit sunny SoCal. What's more, we'll have flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a few hours away from the Mile High City or wherever you want to go. This will make connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia, final segment of the show. Virginia, if people are interested in finding out more, I had the opportunity, boy, can I say decades? I think it was decades ago. There was a budget task force I got drafted onto. That was kind of cool. Gave me an idea, a little bit more functional. Obviously, this show puts me in a kind of a unique situation also. But if people are looking to find out, either working or if they really want to delve into something, where do they go? I mean, is it department heads? Should they go knock on the door? Because I would figure that if somebody knocked on, let's say, the assessor's office, hey, you got an hour to help me better understand what your department is? There's going to be a lot of concern because it doesn't happen.
Well, you know, actually, it's kind of, we talked about Nicholas Cole going out of his way to check. And what we did is when he would ask me questions, I said, well, I can get you the contact information for this person, this person. Basically, what you're saying, and, you know, the concept is if they call, people will take the time. if all else fails, I can make the appointment with someone. And I, you know, how does this sound? That doesn't sound good. But if I'm attending, sometimes we can get appointments more quickly.
Yeah.
I can do that. So, and I'm more than happy to do that. And there's value because there's a lot to understand. I would love to say I understand all the fiscal craziness of government finance, but it's a continually changing process. And every time I think it makes sense, then something else happens.
Well, let me give you a chance to kind of save your goat. Do you save goats?
I don't know.
Maybe you barbecue your goat.
Do I need to?
How about you barbecue your goat?
Do I need to save? What did I? Oh, what did
well,
I do?
So as you go through this process, everybody's kind of in agreement of what's going on. You got Measure Z. Okay, fine. And then the state goes kerplunk and changes the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you anticipate that? How do you get that word out? How do you let people know some of these things and go, you're right, but this is what happened.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I can save my goat on this one, so to speak. Sometimes it feels like we're at the mercy of the state. And when things change there or they're behind, it only puts things worse for us. And, you know, if you're regarding, like, the cannabis working through, I mean, if that's a great example.
It could be water, the drought. But, I mean, there's all kinds of things.
You know, we get stuck behind whatever, you know, we get stuck behind whatever is more important to the larger mass of the state. And, you know, rules kind of change as they go, and the state's behind, say, in the cannabis permitting. That puts us, you know, at a disadvantage. It's just there's really hard to keep up with the state, and I think you just have to be nimble and have a lot of smart people who can be ready to act at a moment's notice. I'll call you.
So you get all a bunch of smart people between them and me. I thought that's where you were going.
It's just, you know, it's not simple. And, you know, you could stay up nights worrying about it all the time. And instead, just I worry about it all day.
And many of us do. Thanks for coming by. See everybody tomorrow.
Thanks.